From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo on Tuesday inaugurated the hot strip mill 2 factory owned by PT Krakatau Steel, which is expected to produce quality steel products and help bring down steel imports. The president said at the inauguration ceremony, which took place in Cilegon, Banten, there are only 2 such factories in the world, the first in the United States and the second in Indonesia, namely Krakatau Steel. He said the factory has the capacity to produce 1.5 million tons of hot rolled coil per year. President Jokowi also said the quality of steel produced by the factory would not be inferior to that of imported products. Tauhid Ahmad, Executive Director of the Institute for Development of Economics and Finance, or INDEF, said international recognition of Indonesia's capabilities will increase when it holds the G20 presidency in 2022. Ahmad told Antara on Tuesday, this will show that Indonesia still has the ability to organize the world agenda, such as the World Bank or IMF, International Monetary Fund agenda. According to Ahmad, with the G20 presidency in 2022, Indonesia will be seen as a country with a stable economy and the ability to mitigate the COVID-19 pandemic. President Joko Widodo will receive the relay baton of the G20 presidency from the Italian Prime Minister at the G20 summit closing ceremony in Rome, Italy, October 2021. Indonesia then will officially hold the G20 presidency from December 1, 2021 to November 2022 under the theme Recover Together, Recover Stronger. Bank Indonesia Governor Peri Warjio estimated Indonesia's economy to grow 5% in quarter 3 this year and 4.5% in quarter 4. Peri is confident the economy will grow along with improvements in several indicators. Peri said in an online press conference announcing the result of the Central Bank's Board of Governors meeting, September 21st, the improvement is reflected in the performance of various early indicators, such as retail sales, consumer expectation, PMI manufacturing, as well as payment transactions through the Bank Indonesia National Clearing System and real-time gross settlement, which have increased again. Looking ahead, Peri predicts continued economic improvement in line with better vaccine rollouts, strong export performance, the reopening of more priority sectors, and stimulus policies. Now we move to the international news. China's northeastern city of Harbin, population 10 million, went into semi-shutdown after reporting new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases for the first time since early February. The National Health Commission said on Wednesday, 3 of 16 new local cases reported in China for Tuesday were in Harbin, the provincial capital of Heilongjiang. Harbin, known for its minus 30 degrees Celsius winters on Tuesday, swiftly told its residents to avoid leaving town unless for essential reasons. State television reported on Tuesday the indoor venues were also shut and tourist sites were ordered to limit visitor traffic at half of their capacity. The city would also suspend offline classes at all kindergartens, primary schools, and high schools for a week from Wednesday. A magnitude 6 earthquake struck near Melbourne on Wednesday, Geoscience Australia said, one of the country's biggest quakes on record, causing damage to buildings in the country's second-largest city and sending tremors throughout neighboring states. The quake's epicenter was near the rural town of Mansfield in the state of Victoria, about 200 km northeast of Melbourne, and was at a depth of 10 km. Images and video footage circulating on social media showed rubble blocking one of Melbourne's main streets, while people in northern parts of the city said on social media they had lost power and others said they were evacuated from buildings. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega and Vice President Rosario Murillo have sent Russian leader Vladimir Putin a letter of congratulations on the victory of the United Russia ruling party in the elections to the State Duma, the lower house of Russia's parliament. According to the Nicaraguan leaders, the victory of the Russian ruling party in the parliamentary elections will contribute to the development of the country and its success in the struggle for peace, progress in the economy, science, technology, and culture. Central Election Commission head Ella Pamfilova said earlier the elections to the State Duma were held on September 17 to the 19. The voting results can be finalized on Friday. We end the news with the U.S. President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who on Tuesday discussed the dangers of climate change and bantered about the joys of rail travel during an Oval Office meeting aimed at underscoring the U.S. and British alliance. Johnson had once worried his warm relationship with former President Donald Trump would hurt relations under Biden, but the two men appeared to get on well. Biden told Johnson he looked forward to being in the United Kingdom for a United Nations conference on global warming later this year. Beginning at the end of October, the UN COP26 climate conference in Glasgow is viewed as a critical moment for the world to halt global warming. Under Biden, the United States has renewed pledges to cut greenhouse gases and promised to finance projects to combat climate change. Well, listener, that was the news.
Oh, are coming under the spotlight for the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, US President Joe Biden is now facing the wrath of France after the declaration of the Defense Alliance, after the declaration of the Defense Alliance of Australia, UK, and the United States, or AUKUS. This alliance also has an impact on the emergence of the European Union's anger because France, as one of its members, has been disadvantaged regarding the AUKUS agreement, which was formed on September 15, 2021. The tension in Washington-Paris relations was marked by France's decision to cancel a series of meetings with the U.S. on the sidelines of the ongoing UN General Assembly in New York. French President Macron had decided not to be present at the 2021 UN General Assembly. Meanwhile, the French Foreign Minister also confirmed the cancellation of the meeting with U.S. Foreign Minister Antony Blinken. What angered France was the AUKUS agreement that supports the procurement of 12 Australian nuclear submarines. As a result, Australia has delayed or cancelled a previously agreed contract with France for the procurement of 12 diesel submarines. The decision made the French government feel very offended and financially harmed, so that it took diplomatic steps as a form of anger. France also decided to withdraw its ambassadors from Washington and Canberra. This deteriorating Franco-United States relationship marked the beginning of the Joe Biden administration. Previously, Biden had come under scrutiny both at home and among European countries for hastening the withdrawal of his troops from Afghanistan. The decline in good relations between the United States and the European Union was also due to Joe Biden's decision to ban the export of COVID-19 vaccines, including to the European Union, whose members require vaccines. The policy of banning the export of vaccines has hurt the long-standing good relations between the United States and Europe. In the case of the AUKUS agreement supporting Australia to procure 12 nuclear submarines, it is very likely due to Washington's consideration to offset China's maneuvering with its nuclear submarines in the Pacific. In his speech at the UN General Assembly on September 21st, Joe Biden conveyed various things related to his decisions and policies. Biden did not address the submarine issue in his speech, but defended his decision to leave Afghanistan. He made absolutely no mention of the AUKUS issue and U.S. relations with France or the European Union. Joe Biden and his administration will certainly try to convince their allies of some policies that appear to be degrading their good relationship. Diplomatic strategies and steps will be needed to improve relations or diffuse anger and tension. And that's commentary.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on September 22, 1948, when the All Palestine Government was established. The All Palestine Government was established by the Arab League on September 22, 1948, during the 1948 Arab-Israeli War to govern the Gaza area controlled by Egypt. This government was recognized by all members of the Arab League except Jordan. Although it claimed jurisdiction over the whole of the former Mandatory Palestine, its effective jurisdiction was limited to the Gaza Strip. The Prime Minister of the All Palestine Government was Ahmed Hilmi Pasha, while the President was Haj Amin al-Husseini. The All Palestine Government was considered the first attempt to establish an independent Palestinian state. Moving on to an event on September 22, 1980, the start of the Iraq-Iran War. Iraqi troops invaded Iranian territory on September 22, 1980, after the two countries often clashed over protracted border issues. The incident triggered the Iraq-Iran War, which lasted until August 20, 1988. The war ended in a ceasefire as mandated by the United Nations. We end today in history with an event on September 22nd about International Car Free Day. Car Free Day is a campaign to reduce air pollution in big cities around the world. On Car Free Day, people are invited to avoid using motorized vehicles and try to walk, cycle, or take public transportation to reduce pollution. Car Free Day began on November 25, 1956, when the Netherlands held a Car Free Day every Sunday. This activity was followed by other European countries in the following years. On September 22, 2000, the European Car Free Day was held. After that, September 22nd was declared as the International Car Free Day. Well, listener, that was today in history.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo reminded the businessmen of furniture industry to be committed to eco-friendly sustainable development. Therefore, he asked them to make the furniture raw material supply to preserve the forest sustainability. All of that was stated by President Joko Widodo when opening the Indonesia International Furniture Expo, or IFAX, virtual showroom on Monday. Besides being eco-friendly, the president wanted the production process in the furniture industry to also be low carbon, and its economic benefits can reach the lower class people. He hoped the event became a momentum for furniture and handicraft industry's revival that follows the spirit of sustainable development. The IFAX Virtual Showroom 2021, held until October 20, 2021, was a digital promotion for home furniture and decor products from more than 60 businessmen. This event targeted 3,500 visitors from furniture, real estate, interior design, home and garden, tourism and hospitality, and retail sectors. According to the president, the global market has no limits anymore. An international exhibition such as IFAX is therefore really needed, especially by Indonesia, which is rich in raw material, artworks, and great market skills. On the same occasion, Trade Minister Muhammad Lutfi said furniture and handicraft are Indonesia's top export commodity into many countries. He added from January until August 2021, the country's furniture export value rose by 29% into $1.88 billion compared to the same period in 2020. The Trade Minister hoped IVAX 2021 will be successful and support the economic recovery, as well as promote Indonesian furniture and handicraft products into a wider global market.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Bersama.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Enjoying the cool air from the dense trees and the sound of water falling from a height is one of the things that makes our heart and souls calm. You can find this in the West Java region, Indonesia. This place is Curug Cimahi. Curug in Sundanese, which means waterfall, is located on Jalan Kolonel Masturi Kertawangi Village, Cisarua District, West Bandung Regency, West Java. About 87 meters high, this waterfall is one of the highest waterfalls in the Bandung area and its surroundings. The name Cimahi comes from the name of the river that flows above it, namely the Cimahi River, which originates at Situ Lembang and flows into Cimahi City. This tourism destination is approximately 10 kilometers from Cimahi City towards Lembang, or 20 kilometers from Bandung City. The facilities provided by the management of Curug Cimahi include shelters located on the edge of the path from the gate to the waterfall, parking lots, gates, safety fences, location maps, trails, picnic sites, benches, trash cans, information center, and guard post, and prayer room and restroom. In addition, there are several stalls selling food and drinks owned by the local residents, which are usually open on busy days such as weekends and holidays. Access from the entrance gate to the location of Curug Cimahi is quite good. You will go down the stairs for about 15 to 20 minutes with good and well-maintained condition. The stairs are quite a lot, so you will be quite tired to climb it. However, along the stairs, there are many shelters and rest areas. It is recommended to use comfortable sandals or shoes when visiting this tour. The entrance tickets to Curug Cimahi is quite affordable. You only pay for a ticket worth 15,000 rupiah per person and motorbike parking 2,000 per motorbike. This tourism spot is also known by another name, namely Pelangi or Rainbow Waterfall. To get a cool spot here, you have to climb the cliff at the edge of the stairs. It is quite dangerous, so if you are afraid of heights, it is recommended not to climb this cliff. This tourism spot is also open at night because there are decorative lights that are colored like a rainbow that lights up behind the waterfall, which is quite beautiful to enjoy. That's why this waterfall is also known as Rainbow Waterfall. This area is appropriate for touring with friends, family members, or colleges. Traveling at Rainbow Waterfall, you have to keep clean and keep doing health protocols so that your vacation is safe and comfortable. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about layanan pesan antar, which means delivery service. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Pesanan Saya Tidak Sesuai, which means my order is incorrect. Kevin is calling a restaurant. He makes a complaint because his order is incorrect. Let's listen to the conversation.
Halo, dengan restoran Suka Ayam, ada yang bisa saya bantu?
Ya, saya Kevin. Permisi mbak, pesanan saya tidak sesuai. Saya memesan 3 ayam goreng, tetapi yang datang kentang goreng.
Oh, kami mohon maaf Pak Kevin. Pesanan Bapak tertukar dengan pelanggan lain.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Permisi. Permisi, which means excuse me. Pesanan saya, which means my order. Tidak sesuai, which means incorrect. Memesan, memesan, which means order. Tiga, tiga, which means 3. Ayam goreng, which means fried chicken. Kentang goreng, which means french fries. Mohon maaf, which means sorry. Tertukar, tertukar, which means exchange. Pelanggan, pelanggan, which means customer. Halo, dengan restoran Suka Ayam, ada yang bisa saya bantu? Halo, dengan restoran Suka Ayam, ada yang bisa saya bantu? Which means, hello, this is Suka Ayam Restaurant, what can I help you? Permisi mbak, which means, excuse me miss. Pesanan saya tidak sesuai, which means my order is incorrect. Saya memesan 3 ayam goreng, tapi yang datang kentang goreng. Saya memesan 3 ayam goreng, tapi yang datang kentang goreng. Which means, I ordered 3 fried chickens, but I got french fries. Oh, kami mohon maaf Pak Kevin, which means, oh, we are so sorry Mr. Kevin. Pesanan Bapak tertukar dengan pelanggan lain. Pesanan Bapak tertukar dengan pelanggan lain. Which means, your order was exchanged with another customer. In the dialogue, you hear Kevin make a complaint by saying, pesanan saya tidak sesuai, which means my order is incorrect. To make a complaint, you can use say the word belum, which means not yet, or use a negation sentence with the word bukan or tidak, which means not. Let's listen to the other examples of expressions to make a complaint. Pesanan saya belum tiba, lama sekali. Pesanan saya belum tiba, lama sekali, which means my order has not arrived yet. It takes so long. Maaf, pesanan Bapak sedang diantar. Maaf, pesanan Bapak sedang diantar. Which means, sorry, your order is being delivered. Makanan ini bukan pesanan saya. Makanan ini bukan pesanan saya. Which means, I do not order this food. Maaf, Pak, pesanan Bapak tertukar dengan pelanggan lain. Maaf, Pak, pesanan Bapak tertukar dengan pelanggan lain. Which means, sorry sir, your order is exchanged with another customer. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Halo, dengan restoran Suka Ayam, ada yang bisa saya bantu?
Ya, saya Kevin. Permisi mbak, pesanan saya tidak sesuai. Saya memesan 3 ayam goreng, tetapi yang datang kentang goreng.
Oh, kami mohon maaf Pak Kevin. Pesanan Bapak tertukar dengan pelanggan lain.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's music corner, I would like to present a song from Central Java entitled Ambyar. The song Ambyar was composed and popularized by Didi Kempot. Although the lyrics are in Javanese language, the song Ambyar is so popular among Indonesian young people. Ambyar means broken. The song is an expression of a broken heart because of love. The heart is broken since the promise is not fulfilled. He totally loves his girl, but unfortunately, the girl leaves him. At the end, he is disappointed and broken. Well, listener, here is the song Ambyar by Didi Kempot. Happy listening!
Janjimu
Voice of Indonesia. Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.